Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
I think we talked about this. The number of old people snorting cocaine now.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I just saw J.J. Watt talking about this, the ESPN thing. KeepMyNetworks.com. You guys got to go there if you're a YouTube TV subscriber, because you got to get this thing settled. JJ said, the crazy part, I have some sort of subscription because I watch Espanol matches on ESPN Plus, but I can't watch Monday Night Football. I don't understand it. Okay? Well, go to KeepMyNetworks.com, JJ, and you will understand it. Get it back. Get it back. So, the Texans, I honestly, I don't know. Well, let's find the number. What is the number for the Texans under over? Davis Mills against Josh Allen Hines, and just that's enough.
No Titus Howard, possibly, with his concussion.
The concussion. I saw he played. I didn't see. Did you guys see the play?
I did not see how he got hurt. No.
I didn't see how he got hurt either. So Davis Mills with Josh Allen Hines and what we know he can do, their defense, and the Texans' defense against the Jags' offense. Are you telling me you're going over on this? Is that what you want?
Oh, I'm not afraid to look at it either way. It depends. I mean, how quickly all it takes is a turnover in the wrong side of the field. All it takes is a touchdown. Like, if you turn a field goal into a touchdown, there's 4 points. That's a major. That's over 10%. You know, that's a 10% swing on a total. So, yeah, I think it's definitely possible. I do think it'll get priced in to the point where it'll be in the 30s. If it's not our – well, they wouldn't have the lineup right now. You can't have the lineup. But I think the over-under was like 40 and a half this week. It was already very low. This week, I could see it being 39. It's going to be low, maybe 38 and a half.
Yeah, I still can't score from the one.
I don't care how many score. Just win this freaking game and start playing better on offense. I mean, this is really getting hard to watch.
Well,
you made an offensive coordinator change, and it's gotten substantially worse, I would argue.
So this is the kind – okay, what is the line?
Well, it's they can't put it up. CJ's not – like, why, I wouldn't put it up at all. I doubt the line's up until they get clearance on CJ. You risk a big – that's a big difference. It's probably a 2.5 to 3.
Well, that's why
difference.
That Lamar Jackson thing was so important.
Yeah, because right. they thought he was playing. He was a full participant right. at practice is what they were told, and the line was -6. Then he wasn't, and it was like 2. It was a 4-point difference. So that's why I can't see CJ. I can't see them putting a line up until Thursday or Friday if CJ's a full participant. Keep it off.
Yeah, no line. I got no line. I'm not scared of 39. I'm not scared of betting the Texans either. I think Davis will play better.
Well, you mean with a week to prepare? There's a chance, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be easier. It's harder pinch hitting than being in the lineup the whole. You know,
right.
You're
I mean,
in the lineup for 4 at bats is a little different than pinch hitting.
How many reps did he get during the week? You know, all that. I mean, he's got to pay attention because you're the backup quarterback, and you got to be in on all the meetings, and you got to know what the game plan is and everything else. But then you got to, I mean, like you said, if he executes. He's got Christian Kirk wide open coming up the scene, and he misses him. He just overthrows it. And, you know, if he hits that, they win this. They probably win the game.
Right.
They probably win the game because right. they don't punt. They kick a field goal, and it would have been put Denver out of reach.
It would have. Denver yeah. wasn't moving the ball at all.
No.
You would have won that. It's a Davis Mills missed a throw. You could argue about. You know, I mean, there's lots of ways the Texans shot themselves in the foot so many different ways. If they don't, if they just relax and don't spaz out around when Tremont Smith made that great play to keep the ball out of the end zone, Denver gets it inside the one. I mean, the field is totally flipped. Instead, it goes out to the 20. Denver goes 3 and out, and they punt the ball 76 yards in the air, and the field gets flipped again.
There's some.
Their punter was absolutely. Murdering the punt.
Yeah.
Crawshaw was murdering his punts.
there are some queer lines out here this week. You got the Ravens -4 at the Vikings. You got
Lamar's
the Packers at home -2.5 against the Eagles.
Ooh, man. Well, that's that recency. In recency bias, you would go Eagles. You would go, ooh, J.J. McCarthy's back. But, you know,
the Packers just lost at home to the Panthers.
No, that's why recency bias is you're probably looking at Eagles, aren't you?
I would look at the Eagles.
That's what I'm saying. It's a recency bias of, well, it can't possibly. You just lost to that, so you automatically suck.
The Eagles are coming off a bye week, too.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a legitimate trend to look at. Yeah. I mean, is A.J. Brown deciding to play at all or practice? Has he decided he's playing football, or does he just want to just catch a paycheck and sit down and read books?
They might just push.
Does he want to get paid to read books?
Tush push, four downs every matriculate.
Well, Saquon went off last time, so maybe Saquon's going to start getting it a little bit more.
Yep. This is no Texans line. I wonder if when they say Davis Mills is the starter and that CJ's out, then you'll get a line.
I wouldn't say that for a long, long time.
No.
I wait as long as possible.
But you've got to put him on the injury report, obviously.
Yeah, you put him on the injury report, but I don't think Vegas. I could see a line going up by Thursday. If CJ's not practicing by Thursday, that line will go up. I mean, they'll put something up there because then you know there's a good chance CJ's not playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think he plays anyway. The only guy who I've ever seen play after a concussion is Arch Manning.
The college rules are different. Like, you can get concussed on Saturday and play the next Saturday. It happens.
Why is it? But that's not a rule.
Yeah, it's they don't have the safety measure. They don't have the same protocol as the NFL does.
No, clearly.
They don't have you work through the same things you have to in the NFL.
But he was fine, by the way. He played really well.
He was fine, by the way.
By the way,
but that's fine. Had he had another concussion, it'd be a stack. And that really loads you up for CTE and brain issues. So that's the concern, is you don't want to stack concussions.
Yeah,
well, he had had one previously. So if he had gotten another one, it would have been a stack concussion situation. There's no way it's not, because it's back-to-back. So that's why you don't see – that's why the NFL won't do it. That's why there's little chance CJ plays. Very little chance, because they won't do it. They've done all the studies. They know it's very dangerous. And college is – Wayne Graham used to famously throw his pitchers 600 innings a year.
Oh, God.
I mean, it didn't matter. In college, football is the same way. Like, hey, we're giving you a Lambo. Get out there.
Well, here's who cured
Get out there, Arch. You got a Lambo.
The guy who cured Arch was Caldwell.
I guess. I mean, he never played.
Dr. Caldwell. No. Arch ain't giving that field up to him again.
Don't worry. What are you talking about? You think Sark would have made a change? He wouldn't make a change last year when Quinn Ewers is there. He ain't changing. He ain't taking Arch out. He'll get negative recruited against so fast, and all those boosters. Can you imagine who had given all that money to Arch? Ugh, Sark would have been in big trouble. Don't worry, they won. Everything's fine. They're still on pace to get into the playoffs. Everything's fine.
Everything is fine.
Everything's fine.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, they're still on pace to get in the playoffs.
They kind of are. They do.
They're not. They're still an underdog. But it's
doesn't the playoff committee convene and give us their rankings today?
It's got to be coming up. First week in November.
It's the first time they do it. So we'll see how they compare to the AP and where they rank.
Well, listen, they beat Georgia and they shoot up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then if they lose to A&M, they probably don't make it.
But you beat Georgia and A&M?
Well, yeah. If Texas wins out, they're in. I mean, but let's say they split and they're 9-3. We had that same scenario last year where 9-3 SEC team. Do they deserve it over so-and-so?
No.
That'll be the conversation again.
No. Do we know if Prabula's playing?
I don't know that. I know he wasn't confirmed when he got hurt that was season ending, but I don't know if he's back this quickly. I think he's going to be out for a while, but they pulled back on saying he's out for the year. I don't think he's playing.
A&M is a 7-point favorite at Missouri.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, man.
That's a big number, man.
That quarterback is, but they lost so much offense. Like, they couldn't move it against Vandy. It was tough to watch. They were a better team than Vandy. But once they lost their starting quarterback, it was
– yeah.
We'll see. The freshman's got a lot of guts. I mean, he's got a lot of guts. He you know, he was out there battling and scrapping, but my goodness. And you've got a really good defense over there. It'll be a good test for Texas A&M to get that kind of pushback from a defense like Missouri's. Missouri has a really good defense, but
That's a big number to be laying out. It is.
A&M's a freight train though right now offensively.
Yep. So he has a non-fractured dislocated ankle, which apparently is very rare. Only about 1% of ankle injuries are that. Medical case study suggests his injury is a 6 to 9 week injury. So even with a chance of being back for a bowl game, he ain't playing the rest of the regular season, it looks like.
Yeah. Then that's a big blow to them. That's why it's 7. It wouldn't be 7 if he was healthy. I don't care how well the Aggies are playing. You're going to Missouri, a team that's pretty damn good.
Oh, no. You'd have been 2.5.
Yeah.
2.5, 3.5, something like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I would have been looking at Missouri. And that if that were the case, if I were a player, I'd say, well, you know, get Missouri with a good defense and lathered up a little bit and, you know, let's give me the points. SEC home dog, give me the points.
Hey, Rockets won 110-102. Alpe actually came up big in the fourth quarter. He had 7 of his 26 in the fourth quarter, and he came up with the big bucket with under 2 minutes, just over a minute left. I think about a minute 35 left, where he spin move in the lane, and he gets it to go. And that I think, that didn't seal the game, but, man, that was the biggest basket of the game. But, amen, holy crap. Did you see where he shot the free throw, got his own rebound, jumped, passed it back, got under the basket, hit, and he dunks it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Amen is – so Alpe asked after the game about Amen. I mean, these guys all love – they all love this kid. I mean, you want to talk – and he was interviewed – Vanessa interviewed him after the game, and it was just like, so what's the best thing about –
winning.
You know, and he goes,
what's
winning?
The best point about all this, Winnie? He goes, winning.
Winning.
Succinct answers. He's a sharp kid, but you can tell he's not like.
No.
He plays ball. He's not here to talk to you. He's friendly.
Ball.
No,
boy,
he's about ball. That's it.
He's just about ball. When
I'm not going to have to worry about him running around with them thoughts.
Third
thought reference.
I don't
of the
know
day.
If you or why you keep mentioning thoughts, but I would suggest not assuming what the 22-year-old, 23-year-old is going to be up to.
He only cares about ball.
Women and ball go together.
Mm-hmm. No, not Nama's.
You don't know that. You don't
tell
know.
Tell it to Jaden Daniels' mom.
What about
Jaden's wearing? Jaden wore something a little telling. Apparently, he had a number 12 written on him someplace on one of his wristbands or something. What does that 12 represent?
Police.
Juju.
Oh. Wait. Ooh. Oh, Juju Watkins. Not Smith-Schuster.
No, that's number 9. I don't think he's paying tribute to Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah, he's 9.
Juju Watkins. Does his mom give him permission to do that?
I don't know what she gives permission
Ooh-wee.
To. But I believe his mom was seen chatting up 50 Cent at the game, so. Or that's how it was put in context. I'm not sure
Does he know all the lyrics that 50 has said about women?
I don't know.
Does she know? I don't know what you heard about him.
Do you know
I don't
what
know
Alpe
what sa- you heard about him?
Do you know what Alpe said about Amen?
I bet you it's less interesting than what 50 said to Jaden Daniels' mom.
Probably, but we don't have that. All we have is
I want to hear KD though. We had KD talking about Amen from the other day, and we have not.
So which one do you guys want?
KD and Amen.
John, what do you want?
I don't care. KD on Amen's fine too.
This is really good.
This is good.
Well, I don't have it. It was from yesterday. I got to find it.
Okay. Then let's talk about Alpe. Go get Alpe.
He didn't have that either.
I do have that. It was actually queued up until you screwed it up.
Oh, man. You know, like I love the connection I have with a man. You know, I always know where he is. He always looking for me. I always looking for him. And, you know, that's just amazing. I was telling him in the Boston game, you know, that one, he got dunked on two people and then got M1. I said, like, you know, the connection we have, I already know where he is, you know, and he knows I'm going to give it to him, the pass, so he sees he's just in the position, and, you know, I'm happy I had that connection with him. He's an amazing player. Hopefully, you know, we keep that up.
Alpe is so good, man. That combination, and they ask him about that. He said, he's my brother. They ask Amen after the game about his chemistry with Alpe, and he said, he's my brother. They had a video of them kind of dapping up and hugging each other after the game. Like, It feels good. As a sports fan, it feels really good to see guys on my team. It's the same kind of stuff we saw at the Astros, John. The same team, brotherhood. Yeah. It's given me that same vibe where guys are playing for each other. They love each other. And it's just, I mean, it just really makes me happy to see that.
Yep, it is. It's a fun team to watch. They do. They play hard. Man, Ime's going to play in hard. I know early on, the defense was like, what's going on here? What the hell? But now they're getting back to their roots with the, you know, just playing so and efficient offensively. Then last night, notwithstanding, they had, what, 23 and 17? That wasn't great. 23 assists and 17 turnovers. That's not great. Mm-hmm. Not good. Not even good. But they've had much better games. They were a lot more cohesive in other games. They're going to be just fine. Yeah, that no Anthony Davis, no Kyrie.
I don't care.
Flag is supposed to be. I don't know. He was unimpressive, quite frankly.
Generational, I was told.
He's a rookie. Generational. It's like seventh game.
Tell it to VJ Edgecombe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's playing great, too.
Yeah. Well, no, he's playing great. Not two. Not Cooper two. Flagg's not playing great.
Flagg's not playing great.
Well, generational. Everybody's generational is we've got three generational pitchers, five hitters. We've got, you know, seven basketball players currently, 26 quarterbacks. Everyone's generational. Caleb Williams, the generational
quarterback. I told y'all about this, man.
Trevor's generational. Everyone's generational. What's wrong? No.
Jack of all trades, master of none, Cooper
Flagg.
Arch
Manning was going to be generational. Remember that? The Arch Manning generational era.
He still got a chance.
He's the greatest quarterback.
If you're generational,
Tim Tebow,
you ain't doing that against Kentucky.
He doesn't have many starts, Lance. Give him time.
Oh,
you heard what,
he's getting better.
You heard what Longhorn Scott said, and then he goes out there off a concussion and lights up Vanderbilt.
Imagine calling him generational.
I don't have to imagine. I heard a lot of people.
All
do
I know is he's looking a lot better.
Yeah, you might need to apologize.
Yeah, you might need to.
Apologizing for nothing. I said.
For your slander.
Like I don't say generational.
Both of you have to apologize to Drake May.
Y'all, who did?
Well, Dell.
Yeah, I watched him turn the ball over twice and almost lose the game to the Falcons. So, yeah, I'm really rushing to apologize to Drake May. How about you stop fumbling,
He's on the MVP list.
Cool. So was Carson Wentz. Look how that turned out.
Yeah.
And he did in his second year, too, huh? Didn't Carson Wentz, wasn't he on the MVP list in his second year?
Yeah, but then he got hurt and they won a Super Bowl.
Maybe Drake May gets hurt in game 16. You never know.
Oh, my God. Putting hurt on
him. I didn't saw.
Just so you'll be right.
Oh, this show
You're
has never done that
person.
Before.
You're a terrible
I'm unique
person.
On this show.
Hey, that's just awful.
No, I cheer for injuries.
Yeah, John, who every time a certain quarterback got concussed, you go, ooh, ooh. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then it happens to your quarterback. No jokes now, right? No jokes about your quarterback with a concussion? Yeah, it's not funny when it happens to your quarterback.
Well, it's funny when it happens to yours.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's happened to yours twice in three seasons. Be on the lookout.
All right. I'm on the lookout for KeepMyNetworks.com. KeepMyNetworks.com. If you're a YouTube TV customer, you need KeepMyNetworks.com because you're missing out on all the ABC and ESPN programming, and that's a lot. That's a lot of sports you're missing out on. KeepMyNetworks.com. And Houston Powder Coaters. Robin over Houston Powder Coaters is she's my favorite. She's awesome. You, my friends, benefit from what Houston Powder Coaters is doing. They will come and pick up all your stuff. You have some metal. I don't know if it's a car part, if it's a boat part. I don't know if it is. Whatever it is that you have that's metal, it's usually patio furniture in a lot of instances. It's patio furniture. And that's okay. You want to keep that. You want to make it look nice. You know, some people even give their new stuff to Houston Powder Coaters. You know why? Because then it'll last for a long, 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 long time. Powder coat it before you put it out. Don't let it rust up. Don't let it get shungad. Do it first and protect that metal. The metal that you buy now is not as good as it used to be, so why not protect it so that it's a hell of a lot better in the years to come? That's what Houston Powder Coaters do. Free pickup, free delivery. If you can hear our voices, you can get Houston Powder Coaters to come and pick your stuff up. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. They're the biggest. They're the best. There's a reason. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Your are listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here on the show, you are more than welcome. Let's get Chris in here. He's been on hold. Let's get him in here. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. Longtime caller. And took my boys to my first Rockets game last night at the Toyota Center. I'm just that guy. I live far north, and so don't go down there much. But I wanted to make a couple comments and just get you guys feedback on the game last night, but also the Rockets experience. So hospitality in that place is, like, off the charts. I know you guys go quite regularly, John, specifically. But, like, that place is just – they treat – fans like right. It was an amazing experience for my two teenage boys and just a really, really good time. I wanted to ask about the actual game. Man, when you guys go to the games, is it just like my boys are like, Dad, the challenges take too long, like they don't do anything in between the challenges, everybody's just sitting there. The two things I really noticed was like Anthony Davis in the middle of the challenges is like yapping with the referees and arguing, like he wasn't even playing last night in street clothes. And then my second thing that I noticed was John, this question I guess is for you. Over under, does Yiner point to the first base ump more, or does Alfie throw his hands out more?
Oh,
for I didn't just commit that foul because it literally my 15 year old son was ready to fight Alfie last night. Like he could not get over the amount of times that I mean, every time he's thrown out his hands. I don't know if is that something. Yeah. Ime, I saw Ime at the end of the game. He got pissed because Alfie missed the rotation on the 2-3 zone, which we should never run again because they killed us on it. But he missed the rotation. And I thought Alfie was going to cry. Like, Ime, what I love about him is he will get in their rear end. That's why I think this team has a chance to be really successful because he is not afraid to get in those guys' butts and maybe wrong. And I'll hang up and listen, guys. Love the show.
Wow, that's a good one. Almost every pitch, Yiner looks to the first base umpire to see if he swung. But Alfie, wow, that's
a good one. That is a little more subtle, but it is true. But it's Alfie's so in your face about it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's a tough one.
What about
one.
This one? When he points to the first base umpire?
Yep.
Third base? If you're a left-hander?
Yeah.
Yiner does give you that a lot.
Yiner does that all the time.
That is. But Alfie, like,
every time he fouls or gets fouled, he throws his arms up.
Oh, man. It's so... Oh, that's the only thing I really don't like about his game.
Yeah.
He is so... Man, the take you off the dribble, Alfie... that we have now, the guy who's got nice handles, he brings it up the court half the time. The guy with the handles that can break you down off the bounce, that is a crazy new element to his game. Like, it's not that it's insane. It's that this is now a normal part of his game to game. At any point, he can go just take you off the dribble from free throw line extended or from top of the key. And Kevin Durant's good with it. Kevin Durant on, you know, they had a replay of Alfie saying, don't come up here and set a screen. He told somebody on the baseline twice, don't come up here. And Kevin Durant was waving somebody off on the backside saying, leave him alone, because he could see what was going to happen. And that's when he gave him that little cross, spin, right-hand jump hook, cotton. And it is such a great feature to have. You know, he does have some back-to-the-basket game, but that's not his strength. And that's not who he grew up as. Most big men don't grow up that way anymore, especially international big men. They just don't. The idea of working with your back to the basket is so foreign to them. That's like working under center for a college coach or for a college quarterback. Under center? Pfft, why would I do that? That's terrible. That's like these guys. Well, do you have a back to the basket game? For what? For who? Why would I be back to the basket? I'm starting out at the 3-point line. That's where I'm starting. And we'll figure it out from there. You don't want to post up like eight unless your name is Zach Eddy, you're not doing it.
No. And listen, that Alfie's got to change that though. Alfie's got to do something. It's too much.
Yeah.
But he's been doing this forever though. I don't know that you're going to change those spots.
I don't mind Alfie as long as Alfie's successful. Listen, I don't mind what anyone does as long as it works. That's the only rule I have is I don't care. As long as you're efficient and you score at a certain rate, what do I care where it comes from? I don't. If you're winning games, I don't care.
Yeah, but if you're – you know what? Refs are going to be tired of him. not going to give him calls. LP,
oh,
stop,
no, I thought
complaining.
You meant, oh, you meant the complaining.
No,
I thought you meant him playing from outside in.
No, no.
Oh, yeah.
No, LP,
no.
I like his face, he's never face
gonna,
in the basket.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah, he's
like
never going to stop that.
No, he's got to stop that. He's got to stop that.
But he's not. Did James ever stop?
No. But you can't talk to James. You could probably talk to LP.
He's
you could probably talk to LP.
He is an international player. Well, he's a European player. It's not going to change.
He's an international man of leisure. That's what he is.
They just don't. They don't. That's how they play. It's a soccer mentality of stay on him, you stay on him, you stay on him. I don't think it's going to change. I don't like it, but as long as it doesn't hurt him, I do think it started to hurt the Rockets because the Rockets did all the crying. As long as it's just Alpi fussing and it's not, you know, Rafael Stone loading up a bunch of videos like Daryl used to do and making sure the league knew how upset they were that James was treated so poorly. James was treated so poorly in the MVP voting. Oh, he's treated so poor. The league had to think, oh, my God, here come the Rockets again with their crying ass.
And maybe they didn't get – there's a reason they didn't get calls. Let Daryl send us something again. That's what we need. Hey, you guys see what the newest video song, music video that's sweeping the nation? Have you seen this?
From the Panthers?
The Panthers.
I saw him yesterday, yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of random. Random words.
What do you mean? The Panthers are...
$150,000 house. He barely even talked about the Panthers.
Listen.
He was going to buy the team at first, but not for $150,000.
Let's not give away the song, Lance.
Okay.
We have it here.
All right.
Let's play. I want you guys... This is something... If you're not up on this, Houston, you need to listen to this, because this guy...
Why?
He's the male version of Taylor Swift, I think.
What's his name, then?
No one knows.
Wait,
it's
if
impossible.
He's the male version, I got to know.
His nickname is Mega Panther.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Mega Panther is Mega Panther.
I just made it.
Okay. Whoever this gentleman is, here's his song about his favorite team.
What's up, y'all? I got a question.
Yeah.
Y'all ready to support these Carolina Panthers as they keep pounding against these Green Bay Packers? Yeah. Yeah. Also, if I had $150,000, I want you to know exactly what I would do, y'all. Check it out. Spend $150,000 on a football team. Wait a minute, that's not enough to buy a team. Spend $150,000 on a tricked out Porsche. Wait, what? Minnesota, it snows too much. Build me a tennis court outside my house. But the HOA is gonna make me tear it down. Might give me some Panther season ticks. Just might get a tiny home in the sticks. I get some Reese's peanut butter cups. Heck no, I ain't sharing, I'ma eat them all up. Might get me a plane and fly to Spain. Except I don't even know how to fly a plane. Scratch that, I'ma get me a big old bus. One big enough for all of us to double dutch, getting chased by turkeys as we cruise around. Windows down, not up so you can hear the sound. If you had $150,000.
I mean, it does slap.
I mean.
The beat, I mean, it does. It does slap.
Doesn't get much better.
Oh,
that's what
God.
You think.
What about this one, John?
Yo, this is our Colts. This is our team, we bleed blue. This is our Colts, whether win or lose, we love them. Horseshoe, beat the Texans, horns down on Stroud's turf.
Horns
this is
down?
Our team, go Colts.
He's so terrible. It hurts to hear it. There's certain things that do make me, like, you know, cringeworthy is... But that makes me just, it's really.
Go Colts!
And he even said horns down. Everyone's saying horns
from
down
from a hockey
now.
Player at a Stars game to this Colts guy. It's always horns down.
Why horns down?
Well, the Texans have horns on their jerseys and horns on their helmets.
You don't know. This could have been a shot directly at Arch.
Well, he mentioned Stroud.
Of course, they haven't.
On his
yet.
Turf. Horns down on his turf.
Yeah, that's not what I'm
so we've played two bangers.
Oh boy, do we have a third?
let's see if of bad songs.
You hover above, rain hell below.
You asked.
Killing them hogs real nice and slow. I'm Brett Myers gonna throw that gas down around your knees, put you on your ass.
Rebels, rebels, bringing the muskets and bringing down death on us.
Rebels, rebels, keep everybody in bondage. Oh, way down south in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away.
All time bangers.
Oh, my God.
All time bangers.
Well, I hear you playing something else. What else do you have cooking in there, Dell? Or you're cooking something else up? Oh, God.
You got some for this instrumental?
Terrible Swift Sword. No, because it's going to be saved like everything else is saved. So you know that I thought, like, I wanted to jump in. I'm like, don't do it. This is a trap. This is a trap. I think mine, I'll be honest, I think mine might have been the best of the three.
You think what?
I think mine might have been the
best. What's that? You said encore?
You hover above, rain hell below.
No.
Killing them hogs real nice and slow.
This is the one I'm most proud of.
Brett Myers going to throw that gas down around your knees. Put you on your ass.
That's the one I'm most proud of, if I'm being honest.
That one?
Yeah.
That was off the dome.
Right off the dome.
Right.
Rebels, yeah, Keep Everyone in Bondage was the same show, but later on. I don't know how I came up with a second banger in the same show.
Yeah, but
keep everybody
when you throw it around their knees, you don't put them on their ass. Usually when you put...
It's doing both. Yeah. You can do both.
Yeah, you can throw them low at the knees. They'll get to the
throw
ground.
Throw them low at the knees with the next pitch is doing that.
High-low.
He was one of the truly terrible people in baseball.
Brett Myers.
Dragging his wife around by the hair in downtown.
Yeah, he was bad.
Bad person.
He was a bad dude.
Yeah.
Bad dude. Wife or girlfriend, whatever it was. And they said he was a card-carrying a-hole in the locker room.
One great.
We did have another player who choked the general manager.
Sean Chacon.
Sean Chacon.
Remember those days?
Man, oh, man.
Remember those days with the Astros?
I'm not sure Sean Chacon played anywhere after
when
that.
All we had to discuss was Wandy and pitchers, unfortunately, beating up people.
You can't choke out your GM.
He's a manager now.
What did Ed Waite say?
He's a manager of the Trenton Thunder.
Sean Chacon is?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, he's currently the manager of the Trenton Thunder of the MLB Draft League. Whatever that means.
Yeah. By the way, it wasn't Latrell Sprewell who said, I didn't want to correct him. It was Patrick Ewing that said, we make a lot, but we spend a lot.
Right. Same thing. I knew who he was talking about.
Latrell Sprewell, is he coaching somewhere?
By the way, as expected, he was age 30, out of the league. As soon as he choked his general manager, he was done. Sean Chacon never played again.
We don't
imagine
give people
that.
Second chances.
And
huh?
It's
well, but now he's a manager.
Of course, his walk totals, holy crap, did that guy. He had a walk every, like it was worse than, his walk totals were some of the worst I've ever seen in baseball history.
To answer your question.
Is Latrell a coach?
No, he's just a media personality.
Because if you choke out your boss.
Of course he's a media personality.
He works for MSG.
Of course, he probably hated the media at some point. Now he suckles from the teat.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. You would suckle from the teat.
Yeah, I would.
If something you hated before.
I would, absolutely.
You ain't immune to that.
Absolutely, I would.
Like if, what's his name? Well, Todd McShay came calling. You'd suckle from that teat.
Oh,
from
yeah.
For what? Come calling for
oh,
what?
Oh, my God.
He does the ring.
That would be
he
gross, though.
He works Substack?
With, no, he works with The Ringer. He does a podcast with them. If he came calling, you'd suckle.
I don't like the way any of that sounded. None of that sounded proper.
You know what else is improper? Not having ESPN. Go to keepmynetworks.com, keepmynetworks.com, so you can get all your games back. You missed them this weekend? Keepmynetworks.com. You know what? Keep your John Daspit on speed dial.
John Daspit should be in your phone. It's just D-A-S-P-I-T, Daspit. Just put it in there, and here's the phone number, 713-CALL-NOW. You can work out the phone number, 713-CALL-NOW. He made it easy for you to remember. I'll tell you this. With John Daspit, you have a lawyer who has hired multiple lawyers, a ton of lawyers. He's got one of the biggest law firms here in Houston and actually throughout the state. And the reason he did that is because he realized that there's a lot of personal injury lawyers that their entire mode is like a restaurant, right? They're just trying to turn tables. Turn and burn, as we used to say when I waited tables. You just get as many people in and out as possible. You know, I hope you had good service. That's not how John Daspit operates. This is not a dinner somewhere or a lunch. This is somebody's livelihood. This is their hospital bills. This could be loss of limb, loss of life. This requires a lawyer to have a smaller caseload so that he can really put the amount of time, or she can really put the amount of time into your case. And what they're trying to do is make sure that they have every stone unturned, from every bill, every potential future bill, every physical therapy. How long is it going to last? They want to know how long you're going to miss from work, short term, long term. What does it mean for your pain and suffering? How long term is this and long lasting? He'll take a little longer to come up with your settlement, because he wants to make sure that everything is covered and that you get a fair settlement. He's not trying to work with the insurance company to just get a payment scratched out to you. He gets his percentage and moves on to the next one. That's not what it is with John Daswin and the Daswin Law Firm. They fight for you, passionately pursuing justice for the injured. 713, call now or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got a group text. Chris Solis is second in the league in scoring, and his record is 2-7 in our fantasy league.
I told you, every week somebody puts their career back.
I'm leading my division in points, and I'm 3-6. Mm-hmm. Leading my division in points scored, and I'm 3-6.
So it happens. Strength of schedule.
Yeah. I'm a lamb killer.
Couple of quick notes here. The new odds have come out for some of the NFL awards. Some interesting numbers here. Josh Allen is the favorite to win the MVP. He went from third to first and switched places with Pat Mahomes. Mahomes is now third place. Drake May is second for MVP.
Told you, Dell.
Matthew Stafford.
What'd you tell me?
I told you he was right there in MVP.
Who?
Drake May.
I don't care.
Yeah.
So what? Couldn't care less.
Matthew Stafford.
I'm just trying to embarrass you.
Has gone from 16.
Your quarterback evaluation.
I don't care about
Matthew
Drake
Stafford
May.
Is 11-2. Then Sam Darnold's 14-1. He's
Who's,
now
wait
fifth.
Wait a minute. Go back and say what now?
Matthew Stafford is fourth. Sam Darnold is fifth. Jonathan Taylor now has dropped from 12-1 to 33-1. He's now sixth. That's really all. Defense Player of the Year, Micah Parsons is still the favorite. Coach of the Year, Mike Vrabel, is the new favorite, slightly over Shane Steichen from the Colts. And then you have Mike Mack is third, the head coach of Seattle, who I made this joke the other day. If Mike McDaniel were a college coach, immediately Florida and Auburn and Penn State, they'd all be going after him, and the Seahawks would have to give him a 10-year, $150 million deal. That would have to happen. They would just turn around and, we're going to lose him. Give him 150 guaranteed. Give him 150 in Seattle. And he'd redo a deal, and Seattle would, you know, lock in with them. Nebraska got all scared of losing Matt Rhule.
Well,
so they
lost their quarterback for the rest of the year. He broke a leg bone.
Mahomes did?
No, Raiola. You said Nebraska.
Oh, I thought you meant Mahomes, since he is basically baby Mahomes.
Yes, he tries. Not really living up to that. But, yeah, he's done, I think, for the rest of the season.
Offensive Rookie of the Year is Jackson Dart is the favorite on that one.
Are we still doing this? Are people actually watching him play football?
Well, without Scataboo, I don't know
if it's fun, though.
But that doesn't mean good.
No, but he's fun.
Abdul Carter is the defense favorite of the year. Mykel Williams is injured. He's off the board. Travis Hunter, who tried to play both ways, was ineffective both ways and ended up getting injured. When everyone told me 175-pound guy.
Best game was he had 24 fantasy points.
No, he had a really good game as a wide receiver. Keep him there. Put him on one side. Keep him there and let him play
out,
snaps
he's
on,
out,
the other.
He's on the IR.
Yeah, because he's skinny. Because skinny guys get hurt, and he got hurt. Although, actually, I think it was I can't remember if it was a contact injury. Offense Player of the Year is between Jonathan Taylor and Jackson Smith and Jigba. Smith and Jigba is going to be tough to beat on that one. Dak Prescott is the favorite on Comeback Player of the Year with, Aiden Hutchinson is going to be tough tough on that one, too. It depends on what you think by what a comeback player is.
Hey, Shota Imanaga is out there.
Oh. CJ's off the board
for what?
MVP.
The Cubs have released Shota Imanaga. How about this? Dude had a 3.73 ERA and a .99 whip. Apparently, everybody who got on scored.
Huh.
A .99 whip and a 3.73 ERA. That's not right. Something's right there. He had 117 strikeouts and 26 walks. He's out there. The Cubs have let him go.
Well, good luck to whoever gets him.
The Astros.
They're not getting him. We don't get Japanese players.
Kikuchi.
We traded for him.
Yeah, and guess what? So what?
We're going big game
and
hunting.
And then what about the left fielder that we had
we're
for a
little
while?
We're going big game hunting.
What does
we
that
already
mean?
Know. We already said. They already said we're going out and getting a workhorse. We're getting a hammer.
Imanaga.
No, we're getting a real one. We're getting a pitcher, starting pitcher one. This is what this team does. They've already said. Dana Brown's already told us. Get ready, boys. Big name coming in. Big time pitchers
well,
coming in.
We'll see. Shota Imanaga is a big name. No. Okay? It's a long name, too.
Is that why they released him?
I don't know why they released him. That's
never good.
That's the Cubs. Maybe they're saving money for Kyle Tucker. Go ahead. Put all your money in Kyle Tucker basket.
Oh, boy, do they love Kyle Tucker over there.
Yeah. Put all your money into Kyle Tucker.
Joe George is, George Judge is a big Cub fan, and he said, ooh, the fans do not like Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, he does a post-game Cubs show.
Yeah.
And he gets it directly from the fans when Kyle Tucker does the Kyle Tucker thing.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Good luck, putting all your eggs in the Kyle Tucker basket.
Who are we putting our eggs into? What basket? Who?
We already did.
I don't care about the Cubs. Who are the Astros putting their eggs into
we
a basket
did.
For? Who?
Yordan? Carlos?
Yordan, does he play enough?
Yeah. Yeah, thank
Carlos.
You.
Carlos.
Hunter Brown, who gets us extra draft
Hunter
picks.
Hunter Brown says, yeah,
you don't
there
have to
you
pay
go.
Hunter Brown.
All the eggs and they let him walk so we get an extra draft pick.
No, we got 3 years of arbitration left.
You're
with
not going to pay Hunter Brown when it matters.
Can't.
Who are you paying
eggs,
this offseason?
What basket of eggs are you getting for Hunter Brown?
No,
he's
don't
walking.
Have to put. He's not walking. We got 3 years left
walking.
With him.
You're not putting all your eggs in his basket. He'll eventually walk.
We know he's going to walk.
He's not walking.
As far, yes, he is. okay.
Literally, if Vegas had an odds, that'd be stays with Astros is plus 4,000.
Mm-hmm. Who are they paying this offseason?
Some terrible relief.
Shota? Oh, Imanaga.
Just so you can do that?
That's
what you're pushing for?
That's the only reason.
I would love that.
I wonder what Wendy would think about this segment.
She would love this.
Wendy would hate this.
Who was the left fielder we had, the Japanese left fielder we had? We traded away for.
Oh, that's right. It was what?
Great. We had a Japanese 21? Left fielder you can't remember. The Dodgers have a guy who ran out there for the 6th and 7th game of the World Series and won it. You can't even remember the guy you had.
And they have another one, too, in Shohei.
Yeah, that's the fact that.
Japanese players only go to the coast.
The fact that Shohei wasn't the best Japanese player in the World Series
Nori
is nuts.
Aoki. Aoki.
Yeah, Aoki. Can't even remember his name.
Oh, Aoki. I love that.
Hey, I know you have a transcendent player who does things no one else can do. He's the second best Japanese player in this series.
No, their two best players are Japanese imports.
Oh, my God.
Now, listen.
That's not fair.
I'm not going to complain because we're doing pretty good with Puerto Ricans, Venezuelans. We have had Cubans. Like we like to go to the Latin America
and
South America. Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. It's worked out great.
The third coast is better.
Dominicans, yeah, it's worked out great.
Yeah.
It's worked out great. It works for you. You're doing good, too. You've got some titles, unfortunately.
Yeah, 3 in the last 5
and,
years.
And it's very Japanese, but it's not just those guys. It's a down-home American apple pie Freddie Freeman,
mm-hmm.
a Max
a
Muncy, if you will, a Will Smith, not even a slapper.
It's a Mookie. Oh, my God. Tommy Edmund? They got nothing but little white guys that are
well, not
Mookie's
killer.
Not tiny or white.
And not the guy who hit the home run in the ninth.
Oh, no. Rojas?
That's right.
Yeah, Miguel Rojas. A little fat second baseman. F him.
Look at you. Not over it still. How'd you enjoy the parade?
How was your parade yesterday?
The celebration.
Oh, no, don't let Dell. It's already 49.
Well,
he's trapping you.
I'm not trapping you, but I need Lance to remind people about something.
Hey, I want to tell you, this is very serious. YouTube TV customers, if you haven't heard, you may have turned to ESPN and you said, where'd my ESPN go? Well, gone. And if you want to get ESPN back, you might want to go to keepmynetworks.com. Keepmynetworks.com. You've got all the ESPN programming, including Monday Night Football, college basketball, NBA basketball, and much, much more. To keep your networks, go to keepmynetworks.com to bring back ESPN to YouTube TV.
All right. We're going to talk right now about Republic Boot Company because it is awesome. We're both big fans. We're going to be there next month. Can't wait to go there. The first thing that you're going to notice is how unbelievably great it smells. That's the first thing you'll notice. And when you do, I want you to tweet me and say, John, this is crazy. That is so right. It is awesome. Awesome, awesome. You can have your parties there. You can pick up whatever it is that you want to get somebody. And listen, you don't have to be a corporation and say, oh, we got to buy all of these toiletry bags or work bags or backpacks or travel bags and more that we can put our logo on. You want to get somebody a pair of boots or a belt or a jacket or whatever it is that you want that they need for rodeo. How about you get them a gift card this holiday season? There is so much. But there's also, you want to go and party a little bit on a Friday afternoon? They got a band. They got a bar. Let's go. Get on over there for that. Or, Lance, if you want to have a party.
Parties, they've actually got a space for that because they purchased the entire building, so they've got all kinds of space. Fridays are always a party, but getting rodeo ready, hats, boots, blazers, anything that you're looking for, I promise you they have it, and they even have a Shoot Your Boot program where next year they have gator hunts. You can sign up this year so that you're in for next year, and boots are guaranteed with that gator skin. So make sure that you go to republicbootcompany.com or head on out to the Heights and enjoy it for yourself.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Well, there was a Halloween parade float that got into a little bit of trouble. Lance, you know this better than I do, but they had a gate on one of them, and it said, Arbeit macht free. And that phrase translates into work makes you free. And it was actually at the front gate of Auschwitz. And
ooh,
so, yeah. Yeah, that was probably the guy who did the float said, oh, I didn't know that.
Poor caddy.
No one was cross-checking. No one was fact-checking. Okay. Yeah.
It's quality probably. Control. It's basic quality control.
That's he said all. He didn't know.
He said, I didn't know.
Did he sound like this when he said it?
No.
Ich bin der von Klon und Unstein Heiler.
I didn't hear him sing, not once, no. No, apparently.
I gotta get rid of that thing.
Do you guys ever go to Little Caesars?
Yeah, I work for the NFL, so obviously it's some of the best pizza. Yeah. It is, because they're our official pizza spot.
Well, here's one you probably don't want to go to.
Oh, okay.
This one is where a Little Caesars worker shot a guy through the drive-thru window because he was staring at him. You're the guy gonna bring my food. That's why I was staring. Please don't shoot me.
A little too
hard.
We may
not be getting all the story there. I got a feeling he was an op.
Is there some history between
these
two? He's
an op. I think they may have had a little history.
I don't know. He did say, you want to kill me, so he shot him.
Yeah.
So he might know. That guy might want to kill him.
Would you look at that?
Well,
I was trying to get a pizza, fool.
I'm just trying to eat. I'm just trying to get a
really
cracker.
Just because you rolled up to this drive-thru or wherever and we're waiting for a pizza, I know at some point when this pizza thing isn't going on, you might try to kill me. So I'm going to get out ahead of it and kill you.
You think I'm going to try? I pulled up to the Little Caesars to kill you.
No.
Well, if that's his op.
Maybe not at the time, but he might have said, I'm going to see you when you get out.
Yeah.
And he said, no, you're not. And got him.
No, all he says is, you want to kill me, and he shot him.
Well, that is one man's account.
Right. An Arizona judge had to resign after a body cam shows her allegedly urinating on a street near the courthouse. Hey.
Is that fireable?
Listen, men pee in the street all the time. Why can't a lady judge?
She had to resign over that?
Apparently.
Because she relieved herself?
Yeah.
What are we doing? You just get a slap on the wrist.
Why you got to lose your job?
I don't know.
We're just kicking everyone
she
out.
She turned in her resignation. Maybe she just cited. The officer described it as disgusting.
Well, yeah. It is.
Right. Yeah, but.
The officer's seen worse.
I don't know if I'd quit my job because I was pissing in the street.
Do you feel like you can't properly adjudicate anymore because you got found out?
Do you not know John's story about a bar?
Yeah, I'm aware. Yeah. I'm aware.
He's not going
for
that.
I'm not quitting for that. Come on. If I got to go, I got to go. $80,000 worth of whipped cream was stolen from a trailer. I just don't
understand. How much whipped cream is that?
I don't know, but what about now you got to refrigerate it? And what's the street value of whipped cream now? Honestly.
It can't be enough.
Does it have a street value?
$80,000. That doesn't have a street value. And what are you stealing whipped cream? Now I'm pretty sure you're going to get caught. You got to find a gigantic refrigerator.
Yeah. That make a lot of sense.
Not a lot of sense. There's a lot of people who steal stuff that I'm just like, what are you doing? What are we doing? Let's stop. Let's steal a Picasso.
Well,
maybe they don't have the capabilities of doing that.
Well, those people got caught that were trying to jack the Louvre. Remember that?
Did they catch everybody?
They caught them. Well, I think they caught two of them for sure, but they didn't know where the stuff was. They hadn't recovered anything.
Yeah. Right? If we're going to steal something.
This isn't just an elaborate marketing ploy for Now You See Me 3 or whatever the hell that movie's called.
You never know anymore.
Yeah. Isn't there one out right now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's out yet, but I think it's coming to theater soon.
Do you guys like pre-cooked pasta? Oh, Trader Joe's. How about this? 6 are dead and 25 hospitalized in a nationwide listeria outbreak linked to pre-cooked pasta meals.
Ooh, boy.
You know what? That's what you get. Trying to be Italian, only doing it a shortcut. That's what you get.
Okay.
That's what you get. Do it right. Make the gravy. You gotta put in the garlic and then the olive oil, okay?
Are you using fresh tomatoes, whole
fresh tomatoes? Fresh tomatoes. Oh, yeah.
Not out of a can?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can throw it. If you're even a little bit in a hurry, a little bit, it's fine. A little bit hurry, that's fine. But, no. Pre-cooked pasta in a box?
He's talking to most Americans,
I don't want you to die. I don't want you to die, but.
It's like, hey, most of America, if you do it this way.
That's dry pasta. That's not pre-cooked. They're different.
Okay.
Yeah, pre-cooked is a little different.
I don't do pre-cooked pasta.
Pre-cooked pasta? Stop already.
Who does pre-cooked pasta?
I didn't know 6 people ate pre-cooked pasta.
Can I get some pre-licked ice cream? That's a listeria blaster too.
Not in my
10 o'clock. Don't come up with any more stories, John.
You still got to tell people about YouTube.
Good. I will tell them. I will tell them that if you want to get your ESPN back and you're a YouTube TV subscriber, don't just sit there and do nothing. Go to keepmynetworks.com. College football, pro football, college basketball, NBA, and, of course, Monday Night Football and your regular ESPN programming that you love to watch, like our guy Joe Fortenball. To get your ESPN back, go to keepmynetworks.com.
John, tell people about your gravy.
My gravy.
Your ingredients for your gravy.
He's trying to delay his show.
I know he is. He wants Mopey and
as detailed. Let's go through the recipe.
Not do nothing.
Boil an egg. You throw it in there for your sugo. What else?
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't worry. I make up my own meatballs.
That's right.
Yeah. No listeria. Come to my place, eat real pasta, no listeria, I promise. We're done. Mopey and Mapes next. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.